Good Sunday morning, and thank you for joining us today for the radio worship of the Third Presbyterian Church in the Enos Park neighborhood of Springfield, Illinois. Today is Sunday, January the 24th. Helen Ely begins our worship with a prelude. Please join me in prayer. As we move through this new year and we gather this day for worship, continue to move your Spirit across the face of our land and in our lives, that we may know your good news. Now speak to us in this time of worship, for we will honor you with all glory and praise. Amen. David Crowder wrote a worship song in 2015 based on Psalm 55:22. Which invites us to come to God, the God of mercy, in times of trouble. This is good news for us. David Crowley grew up in Texarkana, Texas, and went to Baylor University in Waco, Texas. In 1996, he started the Christian band called the David Crowder Band. But in 2012, he broke away to move to a solo career. So please join the TPC Praise Team as they lead us in the song, Come As You Are.
Come out of the sadness, wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden. That endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come.
Read a story early in the Gospel of Mark. As I mentioned before, Mark does not waste any time in telling us about the life of Jesus. Our story begins right after John the Baptist has been arrested and Jesus is about to begin his ministry. Please listen to the calling of the first followers of Jesus from Mark 1, verses 14 through 20. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," he said. "I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets, and followed him. When they had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. May God bless the reading of these words for us this day. Amen. Our TPC choir, under the direction of Jeff Prince, has resumed rehearsals and provides us with our congregational songs. Today, we invite you to join them in a Fanny Crosby classic. Fanny Crosby, as you may recall, was blinded in a freak accident when she was just an infant. But that didn't stop her from having a successful career in writing, and she is attributed with writing over 5,000 hymns for the church. Here is one of those, "Take the World, But Give Me Jesus." Will you please pray with me? Lord, now may the words that come from my mouth and the meditation upon all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, and remind us today that you are our rock and our salvation. Amen. You know that old expression, "I have good news and I have bad news"? Which do you want first? Most of us would probably choose the good news and then just say, "Never mind about the bad news." We love to hear good news, news of encouragement, news of satisfaction, news of accomplishment. In Shanghai, China, there's a restaurant that can help you do just that. It's called the Momi Cafe. When you dine there, you can purchase some stationery and write yourself a letter of good news, maybe some words of encouragement. Then you fold it up, put it in an envelope, address the envelope to yourself, and give it to them to mail to you. Now, the thing that you can do is tell them to mail it sometime in the future, maybe a month, a year, a decade, whatever. They will hold it and send it to you sometime in the future so that perhaps when things are not going very well in your life, you might just get that letter from yourself from sometime in the past with good news. Sometimes we need to hear good news more than other times. Matt Lima is a police officer with the Somerset Police Department in Massachusetts. One day before Christmas, he was called to the local grocery store because two women had been caught shoplifting. They were sisters. When he arrived, he found that both of them had gone through the self-checkout line and didn't scan quite all their purchases before they put them in the bag. And then they tried to leave the store. After he arrived, he interviewed the two suspects and discovered that recently they had just been filled with a bunch of bad news. One had lost their job. The other had to go on disability and had not received a check yet. Both had children who, for the first time, would not get any Christmas presents because there just was no money. Both were not sure they could stay where they were living because they were behind in their rent. Both of their families were hungry and they were just trying to get enough food to give everyone a decent meal. Officer Lima determined that they were ready for some good news. Since they had been caught before they left the store, all the food they shoplifted was returned to the store, so the officer simply gave them a trespassing ticket and did not arrest them. But then he went and bought a $250 card with his own money so they could go and buy the rest of the food that they needed. That was good news, and it came at just the right time. They were blessed, but Officer Lima explains that he was blessed too. Sometimes good news has a way of doing that. The Bible talks about good news. In the Greek, it's the word euangelion. The eu means good, and angelion means message. It's the good message. From that Greek word, we get the word evangelize, which is another way of saying telling the good news. The word evangelize, or its derivative, evangelical, was understood by reformer Martin Luther as the message that God's radical grace would embrace a troubled, broken, and desperate world with unconditional love. That's a great understanding of good news from the Bible. It is God's radical grace that embraces a troubled, broken, and desperate world with unconditional love. That's good news for the world, and it's good news for us. The gospel writer Mark begins his coverage of Jesus with Jesus picking his close followers after the arrest of John the Baptist. The reading for today tells us that Jesus realized that the time had come. It was time for good news. He then proceeds to go to Simon and Andrew with this good news, and they jump at the chance. He then walks down a little further, sees James, the son of Zebedee, and a guy named John, and he begins to bring them the good news. And they too left everything to follow him. In this story, there are two things to remember about this good news. First, it must have been very good. And second, the only way that the four of these individuals found out about it was because Jesus went to them where they were to share with them this good news. Let's talk a little bit about the good news of the New Testament being good. George Fritz is one of those evangelists from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Part of his ministry is to produce and lead a series of videos called Good News. The outcropping of that was a book with this rather unusual title, Good News, It's So Good, The Bad News Does Not Matter. He talks in the book about the truth of the good news from the Bible and that it helps us explain to us where you come from, why you're here, who you are, and where you're going. Sometimes I'm asked as a pastor if I have a favorite holy day in the Christian faith, and my answer is a day which is coming up in just a few weeks. It's called Ash Wednesday. This year it's February the 17th. People often look at me a little bit confused. Why would I like a day that's such a gray day that talks about us being nothing but the dust of the earth? Why not Christmas, the birth of the Messiah, or Easter, the resurrection of that Messiah, or Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came to help us understand and know the good news? Why Ash Wednesday? Here's why. It reminds us that without God, we are really nothing but the ashes from which we were created, and to the ashes which we shall return. There's no reason for our creation, no reason for us to be here, no reason for us to be anything but a part of biology, and certainly no place for us to go but back to the earth. Ash Wednesday reminds us that the coming of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus changed all that. The good news is that we are not just an accident of biology, but we were created for a reason, and with a purpose. And the good news is so good because we were created as a child of God, and in Jesus, we are God's very own. Peter said it best in 1 Peter 2:9-10, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." In other words, good news, the good news is so good because it takes us from being nothing to being something. In 1947, there was another one of these evangelists who traveled to China on a preaching tour. Along the way, he stopped in Kunming, China, where he met Beth Albert. Beth had previously come to China to bring good news, the good news of Jesus, and she found a group of lepers living in a cemetery because they were such outcasts of society, they were considered nothing. They were naked, starving, and dying rapidly, not from the disease, but from starvation. She found them home, she found them clothing, she found them food, and she found them the good news so they could understand that as a child of God, they were something and no longer nothing. This evangelist was named Bob Pierce, and he was so moved by Beth's ministry that he determined that the good news needed to be sent to the people all over the world, and in doing so, we would need to help people find ways to overcome their obstacles and understand that they really were something. Bob Pierce started an organization to do just that with only $5 that was in his pocket. Today, that organization has a budget of $2.1 billion. It has over 27,000 employees worldwide, and it's in 96 countries, and it's called World Vision International. All because the good news is so good, it reminds us that we are somebody in the eyes of God. The second thing in our reading is that the good news was delivered to those first four followers by Jesus in person. Good news reminds us that we are all who we all are in the eyes of God, but the good news is to be shared with others, and that can only be done by each one of us sharing that good news. In this sermon, I have mentioned the work of two evangelists, one in America and one that started in China. But if the truth be known, each one of us is an evangelist. Each one of us is called upon by God to be God's workers on this earth to spread this good news. We do this by our words, our deeds, and most certainly by our actions. Officer Lima, at the beginning of this message, did just that. He knew these two families needed the good news, and so being a follower of Christ and having the good news in his life, he turned and by his actions shared the good news with them. Also take Robbie Pruitt, who is a priest in the Holy Spirit Church in Leesburg, Virginia. He loved to mountain bike ride, something he picked up during his years of service in Haiti. One day he noticed that the mountain bike he rode every day, was attached to the rack of his car, and it was stolen. At first he was mad, but then he realized he was living in God's good news and God would certainly provide for him. So he began to think that maybe the bike was stolen by someone who could not afford a bike and needed that good news. So he began to purchase and seek donations of broken down bikes. He converted a garage into a bike repair shop, and he's now fixed and distributed free of charge over 300 bicycles. He does this because he wants to share the good news by his deeds, so he can also have the opportunity to share it by his words. We all need good news. God's good news is good for us, and it's good for the world. The world will know the good news by our actions, our deeds, and our words. So I encourage you today to receive the good news just as Simon, Andrew, James, and John did. But take that good news and follow what Jesus did in your life by your actions, your deeds, and your words. Be the evangelist God called you to be, so others will know the good news too. Amen and amen. Our TPC Praise Team now brings us another David Crowder praise song written in 2009. It would be one of his very first songs. Please join us with How He Loves Me.
He is jealous for me. Low like a hurricane, I am a tree, bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, realize just how beautiful you are, great your affections are for me.
Listening to our radio worship on sports radio station 1450 AM and 92.3 FM. Thank you for joining us this week. Last week we reopened for in-person worship, and we will continue that each week beginning at 10 AM. Remember, in-person worship is different in scripture, sermon, and some different music. Join us in person. However, we also do record that service, and after some editing, we will post it on Facebook. I invite you now to join the TPC choir as they lead us in a hymn called His Eye is on the Sparrow. Savilla Martin was a schoolteacher and a part-time musician. She married a Baptist minister by the name of Walter Martin, who held several revivals. Together they would write music for the revivals, and in 1905 she wrote this hymn. This hymn has found much success with secular musicians like Marvin Gaye, Kirk Franklin, Barbara Mandrell, and yes, it was even on Jessica Simpson's album called Irresistible. Please join us now with "His Eye Is on the Sparrow." Please join me now in our morning prayer. Lord God of all, you have good news for us to remind us that we are your children and we are, through Jesus Christ, your very own. That is good news for us and for all the world around us. Today we need good news. The world needs good news. This week we witnessed the change of leadership in our country, and we pray for all leaders, from the national level to the local level. And Lord, we continue to ask that as your Spirit moves across the face of our country, we will find a sure and lasting peace. Lord, help us by our actions, our deeds, and our words, reach out to others, our friends, our family, our neighbors, our co-workers, our classmates, people we know intimately and those we just know in passing. Please, Lord, help us provide them with opportunities to hear also and know the good news. Bless those in our radio audience and those who are part of our church family, that they may experience each day in a quiet voice or in a loud proclamation the good news of Jesus Christ our Lord. This we ask all in the name of that risen Lord. Amen. We send you out today with an a cappella version of the song written by Kurt Kaiser. The a cappella song will be presented by our a cappella singers, which are part of our praise team. Kurt played the piano at 4 years of age, and he would write over his career over 400 songs. He wrote this song in 1975, and we'll do the a cappella version of it. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Oh, how he loves you.
May the God who created us for a purpose, may the Christ who loves us and gives us good news, may the Spirit who leads us all in ways in all of our days continue to work in our lives that we may know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Amen. Well, another Sunday has come and gone. Thank you for listening to us this week, and we look forward to seeing you at our church or joining us next week on the radio. A big thank you to Helen Ely, our organist, Jeff Prince, our director of music, the TPC choir, and the TPC praise team. A big thanks to Seth Hood, our production manager, and to production assistants Scott Humphreys and Daquan Stamps. Also, thanks to our post-production editor, Matt Miller. I'm the Reverend Dr. John Shear, and I'm the pastor here at TPC. Have a blessed week, and please, please remember to stay safe out there.